thanks for tuning in to the BYU Idaho Radio Podcast. I'm John McSwain with your evening headlines for March 28, 2024. A Denver truck driver has been convicted of 5 counts of vehicular homicide for crashing a semi-tractor trailer into a vehicle carrying a Wyoming family, killing all 5 of them. The crash happened in June 2022 on Interstate 25 north of Denver. Investigators say Jesus Pueblo's truck was traveling 76 miles per hour when it slammed into an SUV that was traveling about 6 miles an hour due to backed up traffic. Pueblo testified the brakes weren't working, but prosecutors say he shouldn't have been driving with an expired commercial driver's license. The victims were Aaron Godines and Haley Everts of Gillette, Wyoming, and their 3-month-old daughter, Tesley Godines. Aaron Godines' parents, Emiliano and Christina Godines, were also killed. BYU Idaho's 4 a cappella groups will perform this weekend. Student reporter Cody Miller has the story.
BYU Idaho is holding a celebration of a cappella where 4 a cappella teams will sing their hearts out. The show is called Echo Effects and will include the men's group called Apollo, a women's group called Musée, a mixed group called Resonate, and a non-audition group called Crescendo. Gracie Holt is a member of the Campus Life Events group and is one of the leaders of the event.
So they've been working hard for this past couple weeks to prepare a bunch of different songs they'll be singing at this showcase.
The event is $3 for students and $5 for the general public. You'll get a beautiful experience from singers who have taken their time to practice and turned singing into an art.
I just love getting to know the performers and watching them kind of over the couple weeks as their songs improve and as they grow closer together as a group, and just kind of seeing the progression.
The event is this Friday at the Manwaring Center's main stage at the Crossroads at 7 p.m. For more information, you can go to ibelong.byui.edu or the iBelong app. And for those who are wanting tickets, go to tickets.byui.edu. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Cody Miller.
Nationally recognized Zahner Bloser Company has announced a regional winner from Rexburg. Brianna Latouche has the story.
For 33 years, the Zahner Bloser National Handwriting Contest has been one of the most celebrated handwriting contests in the country. The company says handwriting is a foundational skill of literacy, and the contest helps kids utilize their skills. The contest has about 75,000 to 80,000 kids who participate nationwide. Students in kindergarten all the way to 6th grade are allowed to enter the contest, and they only have to write one sentence. Depending on their grade, students will write in cursive or print. The contest consists of regional winners, grand national winners, and the 2 Nicholas Maxim Awards, which honors those with disabilities. Schools will pick students to compete in the regionals, and then the grand national winners are picked.
Students are motivated to compete for recognition and prizes. It's a way for students to be rewarded for the hard work that they put into learning an important skill. It is a skill development in literacy. We consider handwriting a foundational skill of literacy. So for them to be able to put in that work and see rewards is really rewarding for us as well.
That was Amanda Stedke, the Vice President of Product at Zahner Bloser. Stedke has worked in educational publishing for 20 years and started working at Zahner Bloser 5 years ago.
I joined ZB a little over 5 years ago because I was really passionate about, you know, so much learning, so much critical learning happens in grades K-5. At the time, we were primarily focused on literacy skill development, which obviously includes handwriting, but we've got a host of products beyond handwriting that also address those key foundational skills that kids need to be successful. And I'm just really passionate about working for a company that's so focused on how you help kids at that age gain those foundational skills, set them up for success long term.
She also says writing helps students activate the language area of the brain and improve academic outcomes and memory. Recently, there has been a shift in schools adding cursive back into the curriculum. States like California and New Hampshire have recently added cursive into their curriculum. Arizona, Louisiana, and Ohio have also included cursive. And of course, school districts like Madison, where fourth grader Ruby Waldron learned to write cursive and is now a regional winner. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Latouche.
Thank you for making us part of your nightly routine. These have been your evening headlines for Thursday, March 28, 2024. For more great news and content, tune into our podcast feed. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on your favorite podcast feed. You can also stay informed by visiting us on social media, too. We're on X, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm John McSwain, and this is BYU Idaho Radio.